Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
From the station that made country music famous, 650 AM WSM, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hi, it's Charlie Matos for our first podcast of 2019. We'll take you back about a month, the end of November of 2018. What a fun morning in studio with Crowder. He had just released a new album. It was out on vinyl that day, and he will be playing both shows at the Grand Ole Opry at the Ryman Auditorium. My first time meeting him, just an engaging guy and such fun in studio. I think you're really going to enjoy our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast with Crowder.
I am a free man today.
Crowder on 650 AM WSM, all over the world as you listen, or the app download or the internet stream, WSMonline.com, and border to border, coast to coast, you're watching. It's Heartland Television and WatchHeartlandTV.com. Welcome to Nashville, to the Grand Ole Opry.
I am so excited. Today's like the best day ever. I love it. I can't even tell you. I'm pinching myself. It's the best. And thanks for letting me pop in here, man. It's my first time in this room. I'm feeling honored.
And we are honored you are here. I feel so inadequate because Charlie has grown a beard in like 3 days.
Man, no, you're looking well. Yeah, you're looking well coiffed.
You're working on the William Lee Gold and Oak Ridge Boys beard. My youngest son, Levi, who's got the Duck Dynasty beard
going
over
here. He's looking nice. That's thick. Yeah. He's using product, I can tell.
And
this is called letting yourself go, Bill. And, this is what this is.
I'm with the women over here, the only one without facial hair.
Yeah. You're looking put together.
So how long have you...
Try harder.
This work of art been?
The last time I've seen underneath all of this stuff is it was the year 2000. It's actually the dawn of the millennium. If you remember this, it was terrifying. Y2K was upon us, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So we're storing up water and stuff. Well, I thought I was going to take this moment because I didn't know how many millennium dawns I'd be around for, probably just one. And so I thought, I'm going to take this moment to do like a spiritual cleanse. And so at midnight, you know, Dick Clark drops the ball, or the ball dropped, Dick Clark mentioned it. And then I kiss my wife and I go into our little bathroom and I shave off all my hair, like Bic razor down. And that's a bad idea. You don't know what's under there, man. You don't. My head is like lumpy. I've got like this, it looks like I'm wearing like a speed bike helmet, man, for downhill racing. I got all this extra CPU in the back, very aerodynamic. I'm like, uh-oh, that's trouble. And then I didn't run this by my wife, so I came out. She's like, put it back now. And started feeding me like prenatal vitamins and making me wash with horse and mane. And so that's the last time I touched this, you know. You got to run, when you do massive changes to, you know, personal features, you run it by your significant other. So that's the last time I've touched. She's a keeper of the beard. So when she's got scissors
in
the
hand. William Lee Golden told me that your beard, everyone's is different because everybody is different, but your beard will grow to a certain length. And when it knows everybody's beard is there, it will stop growing.
It just peters out.
Yeah. I asked him, I said, do you have trimming? He said, no, it just stops growing. That's how long his is, you know, which is well past his waist.
I guess if you get past your waist, you know, surely it's going to stop or peter out at some point. My wife kind of keeps it trimmed about this length. It comes and goes right around. It hovers around, you know, within an inch and a half to 2 inches of this right. You're looking at it. It's had a trim in the last month, so that's good.
Well, you're taking it to the stage of the Grand Ole Opry for not one, but two shows.
Absolutely.
Tonight.
And I'm making more beard right now for it. Yeah. Right now. I'm making more.
And he's, of course, with the Opry in the winter months, we're at the Ryman Auditorium.
So I love it.
Particularly, I mean, you've been at the Opry House.
Yes.
But have you played
I've been
the
at the Ryman, too. They're both absolutely magnificent, but there's something about that room, man. It's just incredible. The history has been there, and just to be in that space is just amazing, man.
Can I tell you this? You'll relate to this.
I love it.
Because the first thing you see when you go to your Facebook page is you backstage just grinning from ear to ear with Ricky Skaggs.
Absolutely.
One of your heroes who was just inducted
into the
Country
Music
Hall of Fame.
His CMA performance was one of the best things I've ever seen on television. I wasn't there, but we were all watching on the bus, and I mean, I was just hooting and hollering. It was the best. He killed it, man.
His wife, Sharon, or with the Whites,
yes.
Sharon Cheryl.
Legend.
And Daddy Buck and Ricky came to our church a couple of nights ago.
Okay.
And did a concert.
I like that.
And and they all preached at some point during the performance. It was a moving Holy Ghost moment.
Absolutely.
You know? But before it started, we got to talking about things, just small talk backstage. And Sharon said that they knew this scientist, a scientist friend of theirs, who said that matter has a memory. And you can find it in scripture. But that the Ryman Auditorium came up in their conversation about how those pews are the original pews. So if matter has a memory, that memory goes back 125 years in that building. And maybe that has something to do with the fact that I've heard Vince Gill say, the most spiritual place I have ever played was not church as we think of church today. It was this building, the Ryman, which was a church.
That is rich, dude. I like that. I believe that. It feels like that. That's for sure. Well, that's amazing, man. That's good.
You'll get some hillbilly dust on you down there tonight.
I hope so. I hope it rubs off. I'll take all of it. Powder up.
If you just joined us, Crowder and the new album you see there, it's called I Know a Ghost. You're on 650 AM WSM. He's going to play live for us. We'll feature music from the album, too, as we roll into 8 o'clock together. Richard Thomas's help now in the real-time traffic center at 817.
Now, back to Coffee, Country, and Cody on 650 AM WSM.
Crowder in studio playing both shows of the Opry tonight and Coffee, Country, and Cody this morning. I Know a Ghost is a new album, and Charlie Maddow's Vinyl Collector.
Yes, sir.
You are holding not an album, like we just say album and we mean CD.
Correct.
You're holding the vinyl, baby.
Loving that.
Yes, 16 cuts, a gatefold cover, 180-gram vinyl, and... the white pressing.
It's the white
very
album.
Nice. Very nice.
Ah, take that, Beatles.
Yes, yes. No Revolution.
Your 50th anniversary.
No Revolution number 9, but that may be a bonus track. I don't know. We'll have to see.
Helter Skelter?
Yes.
Well, you were in studio with your guitar, and that guitar, for people who are watching on television, and if you're listening and can't see it, I'm sure he can describe it and give you a history of this Gibson guitar you hold.
This thing is it's ancient. I found it in New York City at this shop that is no longer called Matt Umanov, and I'm sad that it's gone. That was a wonderful guitar shop. It used to say Ray right here. Me and my wife have been going to this. Every time we go to New York City, we'd pop in this. I tell her, one day my guitar is going to be there. This one that's just singing on the wall, I've got to have. And sure enough, one day we walked in, there's Ray sitting there. And I've kind of, the A is gone now because I guess my technique is a little exuberant.
Ooh, Willie
I must be a little exuberant
there,
when I play. I get a little excited, it looks like. But I can't find Ray. They didn't know who Ray is. So I've been looking for Ray this whole time. That's been probably, 10 years ago, 10, 15 years ago.
So what model is that?
It's a SJ-45, but it's tiny. So it looks like a J-45, but it's SJ-45.
What year?
And it's a 54.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I love it. It's
well,
a
like
really
we said
guitar.
Earlier, matter has a memory.
That's what I say, man. I walked in, I'm like, there it is. I've been waiting on you, Ray. I've been waiting on it. Yeah, man. I love it. It's a fun guitar. It as soon as we had it, it started writing songs. That's what. And as you're talking about that rhyming stuff and the matter and memory, it's like, you ask any songwriter, every time you pick up a different guitar, it wants to say something else. You know, it's like every one of the guitars has something to say. And so,
songwriter Hall of Famer Beth Nielsen Chapman was the last person who sat there and said that or something similar to that. She said, they're in here.
It's a thing, yeah. You just got to kind of
It's like people who look at stone and then they sculpt something out of it.
There you go.
It's
waiting.
Like, oh, no, it was in there all along. I just peeled off the outside.
That's gorgeous. Yeah,
it was.
Absolutely.
What are you going to play for?
Well, since we're talking about that Ghost record, I figured I'd play the first song I wrote for it, which is actually called Ghost. And so I love this record. It's I've been making music for a while, and this is by far like the most fun I've ever had. It's why there's 16 tracks that I couldn't stop, it's like we couldn't turn the faucet off. And so I'm so excited it's out there, but this is called Ghost. And so this ghost is a fire, a holy flame burning wide, burning through the night, burning with the light of a billion stars.
The power and the grace with which you played and sang. My goodness, this
that's a little early for that.
I thought about this. 16 cuts on the album, right? And, yeah. and that's the finale. So you that's started the, yeah, your yeah. show with
we
the finale.
We started the end. Yes, I'll get better at my job.
Crowder,
I'll try harder.
On Coffee Country and Cody, both shows of the Opry tonight. We'll run that full lineup. Charlie Mattis will have that for you when we come back. Child of God from Crowder, 650 AM WSM. A little woo with extra reverb in the studio there. I Know a Ghost. That's the new album, the CD. There is vinyl available.
Well, a little Ric Flair on the album is always a good thing.
Woo, Nature Boy! Crowder, playing the Opry, man, both shows tonight. Back. Charlie Mattis, lean in there like Grant Turner would and lay that schedule down for the radio audience all over the world and the TV folks, too.
7 o'clock and 9:30. Remember, it's the Ryman. Otherwise, you'll get a really good parking space at the Opry House.
We got Cirque Dreams Holiday, so maybe not
well,
so good
a
parking
place. Well, that's a
good
point, yeah. We'll kick things off with Connie Smith, Michael Tyler, and Mike Snyder, then Whisperin' Bill Anderson, Country Music Hall of Famer, Daryl Worley, Dom Flemons, who we first met with the Carolina Chocolate Drops, John Conley, The Whites, Kathy Mattea, Jeannie Seely, Mickey Guyton, and Crowder on the Friday Night Opry.
Your bio on your website is like the beginning of a novel. I love it so much. I come from a town divided, Texarkana, Texas, USA. I barely made it into our fine republic. The town is positioned geographically in the northeastern corner of the state, with half of the city proper, hanging over into Texas, and the other half jutting over into Arkansas. Texarkana is twice as nice, is what it says on the water tower. State Line Avenue splits the municipality right down the middle, and if you follow it all the way to the bi-state dissection, there's a sign that says, "You've proved it right." So, Crowder story.
Man, I wish you could narrate every thought I have. That would be... My voices are... You don't have that good a voice. It's not as relaxing.
I love
relaxing.
The part where you said you went once and you put your left foot on one side of the street and your right on the other.
You know, they
so
got
you were in two states and you didn't feel a thing.
No, no. You can't feel... They got that little painted line. You know, it's a little paint strip on the ground. And, you know, I'm assuming it's for photographic, you know, material. You see, you can post on the internet or whatever, internet machine. And so, no, you stand there. It's nothing. You know, you can't feel a thing. It's nothing. So disappointing. I'm about to be in two states at the same time.
My neighbor, two doors down from me in Rhode Island, could simulate that by walking in his backyard. I grew up in Cumberland, Rhode Island, about 6 miles outside of Providence, but literally on the South Attleboro, Mass border. And my next door neighbor's house was in Rhode Island.
No.
And his backyard was in Massachusetts.
That's weird, man.
And those are two states you don't want property taxes in. And he got them in both. Yeah. So. Yeah.
Oh, my word.
You've seen those fake slogans they make up for states?
Yeah.
You know, every now and then it makes circulates the internet.
Yeah.
And I think Rhode Island's was little state, big taxes.
Taxes.
Things they don't put on their license plate, but they should.
That's hysterical, you know? Man. That's weird. I can't even think how that works.
Where did music come into your life where you realized, man, this is what I want to do as a kid growing up in
Man,
Texas?
I did not ever suspect I'd be doing this. I wanted to work for my dad. My dad had this insurance agency, and I thought he was the coolest man on the planet. I mean, it was an independent agency, and he did mostly automobile and stuff, but I just thought he had the office that had like the wood paneling and the wallpaper that had like a forest scene. So he looks like he's just sitting in the forest all day talking on the phone. He had the phone that had the little neck rest, the shoulder rest thing, so he could be typing on the computer and talking on the phone at the same time. I thought, this dude is doing work, man. This guy is just the best.
Benny man.
Yeah. I was giving car quotes at like age 11. You know, that's not legal, but I was ready, man. And I went to school at Baylor, and while I was at Baylor, there was a church start. It was mostly college kids, and I got roped in, and being somewhat musically inclined, they asked if I'd help with the Sunday morning, the music of the Sunday morning portion of the thing, and I started helping out. And before I knew it, I was writing songs. It was tough to find songs that fit that collegiate setting, and the songs started leaking out, and I started following the songs around, and that's really kind of still what I'm doing today. It's writing church music.
I was going to say, did you grow up in church? Your mom
I did.
Church folks? Where'd
I
you
did.
Go?
First Baptist Church, Texarkana. Well, actually, it was kind of like a
that's the big church, by the way, yeah. In the local community. Where y'all go?
We First go to the big Baptist.
Church. We go to the big church. Yeah.
It was, yeah, First Baptist Church, Texarkana, Texas. And but then my mom and dad, they would take me and my brother. I had a brother that's 5 years younger, and they'd take us to wherever, in their words, their vocabulary, wherever the Holy Ghost was moving, which meant that the music was going to be a little more exuberant, and we'd have tambourines, and you could run around a little bit. That's what that meant. So I had this schizophrenic, you know, pew with the hymnal and the pipe organ and the choir on Sunday morning, and then we were running around with tambourines on the Sunday night and Wednesday nights.
Jason Isbell talks about that, growing up with one side of the family Catholic and the other was Church of God of Prophecy, I think.
Or
certainly Pentecostal.
There you
and
go.
He said,
it's
you know,
just
one of them, they encourage running around and shouting and jumping, and the other one, you must sit silently and listen to
it's
every
confusing
word.
As a kid, man. It really
That's
is. It's like spiritual schizophrenia is what it is, you know? Let me see a lot of the church, and so I feel like that's one of the things I love about doing what I'm doing is I know we're so different, you know, we're all made and put together in such unique ways, and to be able to say something that unites us and brings us together, and that's kind of why my music sounds so eclectic, is I'm trying to reflect that as well. Since I'm just making church music, my content is pretty limited, since you're trying, I mean, there's a very small lexicon within church music, you know, you got to say certain trigger words that mean we're singing now church songs. It's kind of like Jimmy Buffett, you know, you got to say something about the beach, something about the ocean, something about flip-flop, you know,
palm tree.
Yeah, the lexicon's very limited. So with what I do, I try to say a lot with the music, just the types of things I try to put together in the same space at the same time, just to try to reflect the fact that we're all really unique and diverse, and when we get together, it sure does get more beautiful in my mind.
Darden Smith was in recently, great Texas songwriter. I don't know if you're familiar with Darden's music or not, but Darden was saying he had written this book, and he had advice, you know, little quips, and as you flip through, and one of them was to try to write a love song without saying the word love. There's a way to say it.
Yeah, that's very
but
absolutely
not use
true.
The word. Try it.
That's very
and,
true. That's
man,
good,
that's
man. That's really good.
Thought.
That's really good. Well, there's so many words that because I feel like if you're a person of faith and you're carrying the story of God, that there you should have as much as it's meaningful to yourself. Like the whole point of it, the gospel is not just about it's not just individualism and self-realization. It's about bringing that freedom and grace to the people you're living life with. It changes the way you treat your neighbor is what it's supposed to do. When it's active, that's when it's at its best, is when it changes the way you interact with your neighbor. And so I think a lot about the language in the sense that there's a very cloistered lexicon within the church culture, especially modern church culture. There's words that, if you're not going to church, you don't want to make you a little nervous.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You know what they mean.
But there's a beautiful lexicon within Americana music and within our American history experience with black gospel songs, with southern gospel songs. There's to say Holy Ghost, nobody's scared of that. You know, it's like, Jerry Lee's making Holy Ghost music, it's on fire. That just means we're going to have a good time, That's not threatening, but to start talking about it in words like the Holy Spirit, now it's like, uh-oh, we're talking church stuff. I feel a little weird. So it's so interesting how words shape the way we feel in such a simple way. It's like, hey, can you write a love song without saying love? Well, I'm trying to write a lot of songs that are church music without saying stuff that makes some people uncomfortable, at the same time giving us handles to hold that we're singing truth to one another and shaping and forming one another. And music's just, music's a blast, It's as simple as that. Music's music, and it's as easy as music. And it's in us as humans, and to put that with the story of God, man, fires me up. And I love that I'm getting to do this.
Me and Texarkana on the other side of the state line there in Foreman, Arkansas.
Oh, yeah. Familiar
That's
with
where
this.
Tracy Lawrence grew up. Yeah, did you know about him?
Absolutely. I went to Texarkana Community College for a brief run there, and his sister or cousin, we didn't know if it was sister or cousin or something, but we just knew she's related to Tracy Lawrence.
And he's famous.
And oh, no, I loved his voice, man. I was all over his stuff. And I'm like, that's Tracy Lawrence's sister or cousin or something. And we felt super special to sit in a classroom with her.
Crowder, we feel super special that he's in studio with us this morning on his way to the Opry stage at the Ryman for both shows tonight.
Now, back to Coffee, Country, and Cody on 650 AM WSM.
Crowder, both shows of the Opry tonight, Coffee Country and Cody this morning. You joined us early in the 8 o'clock hour. Thank you so much for the early call and spending time with
Absolutely.
us.
Absolutely. I love it. This is a real honor. It really is.
Charlie Mattos, beard and mane oil available on Crowder's website for your beard, which is coming in nicely.
Thank you. Yes, it has a Santa-like quality for this time of year.
My wife, when I let mine go a few days, always says, Hey, big boy, you realize it's white, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there's that.
I really could care what color anything is. I just want it to stay in. That's all. You know, I flirted with shaving it all off, but I had the same fear you did. I'd like, it could be like a sharp A back there.
You don't know until you look. So you got to take a peek. I'm glad I did, but we won't do that again.
By the way, the new album, I Know a Ghost, it's been out 3 weeks, but the vinyl is out today. Double vinyl on 180 gram. It's a 180 gram pressing and white vinyl on the 2LP with gatefold of I Know a Ghost.
Man, that white just looks ghostly.
Doesn't it really? It looks great.
It just makes me so happy. That's gorgeous. That's gorgeous.
And there's something about artwork on vinyl which just gives it a whole new life.
I'm with you, 1,000. Yeah. You can touch it. That's part of it, too. I love it. Tactile sensations. On point. Yeah.
You're off for a while. Got a little break.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Me and my wife are going to be thrilled about December. We've been doing like Christmas. I've been jumping on Christmas tours for the last few years. And not that nothing against Christmas time, but it's time to go to Mexico or something. we got big plans. December is going to be amazing. So, yeah. And then we get back on the road in the spring. We're going out with Mercy Me. Those guys are just phenomenal. I love those guys.
So you can find all that on his website. Just simply go to Crowder Music, and it's C-R-O-W-D-E-R, CrowderMusic.com. What are you going to play us out with?
Man, I'm going to do this. As we were talking about church songs, I'm going to do this song we played last time we were at the Opry called Come As You Are. It's like as church song as you can get. Sounds like it's an old one, but it's a new one. So I'll do this one. Come out of sadness from wherever you've been. Come brokenhearted. Let rescue begin. Come find your mercy. Oh, sinner, come near. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can heal.
Let it ring through the Ryman tonight.
Amen.
The Union Gospel Tabernacle.
Amen. I'll take that.
And the great evangelist of the time, Sam Jones, preaching that hellfire and brimstone up there. And Garrison Keillor said of those original wooden pews, they were not designed for your comfort.
I believe that's true.
He's at the Opry for both shows tonight. Crowder, if you just joined us on 650 AM WSM. And Atlanta is home for you.
It is, man. It's
a
crazy story.
Well,
yeah, I've only been there about 5 years now. Man, it's nuts. But you guys would probably appreciate it just because of the history of things. I knew nothing about where I wound up. Me and my wife, it was a Google search. And just typed into Google, the Google engine on the internet machine, said, Atlanta Loft Apartment. And first thing that popped up, this place called The Stacks. And it's actually in the Fulton bag and cotton mill, and it's this old Stacks, and it's on this street called Carroll Street. And it turns out when I get there, I find out that it's Cabbage Town is the place it's located. And this mill is where all these Appalachian workers, the guy that started the mill, he'd go up in the Appalachians and his pilot, get a truckload of everybody, and he built this whole little village down there. It had little shotgun houses, and all the workers would live in these little shotgun houses and work at the mill. And so Carroll Street, it turns out that's where Fiddlin' John Carson, he was right there. I mean, there's your first country. I didn't know this. I just knew I was about to go to Atlanta. I wanted to do music that had more banjos and fiddles in it, and I wanted to get to my roots. And if I was going to do this solo endeavor, I wanted to do something that was authentic in my chest. And so I was trying to squish a bunch of stuff that I loved in the same place at the same time. And I mean, it's just an act of God. I wound up like where the thing started. I couldn't believe it. It was just like, there's no way to describe it other than, I mean, not until I picked my head up and started, scratching around at things. There you go. There's where Ralph Peer recorded. That's the first recording right there. On the street that I'm living on. And as you guys know, and then 27, Ralph Peer's like set us off with that Bristol Sessions, and we're off and running. And that W. So yeah. you know,
I want to say Jerry
SB
Reed grew
there.
Up in that neighborhood.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy, dude. And
Joe
I had
South
no idea.
And all that great Atlanta music that came. Bill Lowry was such a huge influence on Ray Stevens.
Yeah. There's a Atlanta's got this scene. A history that, you know, it's funny when I'm trying to get to my roots. What am I going to sink myself into? You know, moving from Texas, I'd never lived out of Texas, and here we are finding a new home, and I'm trying to find what's in the ground, what's in the soil, and sure enough, I mean, I got put in the right spot. If you're going to soak this stuff up and try to regurgitate some of it, that was the place to be. So I couldn't believe it. It's nuts, man.
You hit pay dirt, didn't you? You hit pay dirt.
Yeah, it wasn't my doing, man. Just the wind blew. I followed it. It blew me over that way. So I've loved it, man. Atlanta's been a wonderful place. I love everything but the traffic. You guys are getting used to it. You know what it is.
We are being referred to as the new Atlanta.
I sold my car, as soon as I got it. I couldn't. It's not. They don't have interstates. It's just parking lots and straight lines. That's all it is. It's just parking lots and straight lines. You can't get anywhere. I just quit driving.
That is Crowder. David, so great to have you.
Man, thanks so much. I'm really, like I said, honored, and I love it. I can't believe I'm getting to do this and pinch myself all the time, and this is the best. So thank you all for your kindness.
And you'll be at the Ryman, both shows of the Opry tonight. First show, 7 o'clock.
Bill Cody.
Adios, amigos.
WSM.
Thanks for listening to our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Our digital program director is Jay Patrick. Our digital producer is Haley Hall. Marketing and promotions director, Nicole A. Judd. Our program director is Jonathan Schaefer. General manager of 650 AM WSM is Chris Kulik. I'm Charlie Matos. We'll see you next time on our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit springermtn.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken, always great care and great taste.